The session is open for questions now.
Dr. Wu, I had a question for you. Thank you for your talk. I was hoping maybe you could clarify the issue of stenting and balloon angioplasty in the setting of steel. It's a little confusing. You showed an outflow vein and potentially suggested that either stenting of the outflow vein would in fact improve patient symptoms, and I don't know if that's what you intended to say or not.
So you mean the stenting or treating outflow vein will improve the steel syndrome?
Well, that's what I'm a little confused about. You showed an outflow vein, and then you mentioned stenting. So I'm wondering, what is it that you're advocating stenting, and why is it that it would in fact improve patient symptoms in the setting of steel?
That's not what I mean. So I think actually most of the time you got to be careful when you treat venous outflow stenosis. It may cause the downside, which you never see until next day. You can have the patient, you treat wonderfully in terms of venous stenosis, you do angioplasty, everything looks good. The next day, patient come back, say, my hand becoming colder or blue. For those cases, actually, you need to look into the artery, make sure there's hiding and stenosis in the artery you need to treat. So because you can imagine you already marginal hand because arterial stenosis, now you certainly increase the flow to the AV access, then they will really make the symptom and getting worse and makes the symptom occur.
So in your algorithm, which is what I'm speaking to, you have stenting and balloon angioplasty. What is it that you intend to stent?
To the arterial stenosis.
And what evidence is there to support stenting of the arterial side in the setting of ischemia?
So the algorithm is this. If you have ischemia syndrome, so then you need to rule out other causes. So after that, you do a complete arteriogram. You may identify the stenosis or not stenosis. If you identify arterial stenosis, then you need to ask yourself, is this treatable disease? There's certain disease you cannot treat. You have to refer to surgery. If a treatable disease and able to treat use the angioplasty or stent, you should treat accordingly, then usually symptoms go away. If it's not a treatable stenosis, another approach is sometimes bending with the Miller procedure or surgical procedure will decrease the flow to the fistula or grab well, release the symptom or sign as well.
Thank you.
Before the steel syndrome, did you use pulse oximetry? I've seen there's almost no signal on the pulse oximetry if the patient has steel syndrome, and the minute you do the drill procedure, immediately the pulse oximetry become normal. Have you used it to diagnose the steel?
Actually, I use the transonic probe, which you can basically measure the flow, the true flow. So right now I'm studying practice by measuring the pre-bending flow and after bending flow, give me a little bit the really data where I am. Should I just leave it where it is or a little bit bending more? Because during the bending procedure, although it sounds very simple, you just use a balloon, but when you tie, then actual diameter of the vein is much smaller than that balloon can give to you. So sometimes you do need to use a balloon to stretch a little bit more and increase flow. So with the flow measurement, it's one way. I think your approach is also reasonable approach as well, but that only tell you how much flow goes to your hand, relieves the symptom, still couldn't tell you, you still get adequate blood flow in your fistula.